Wind chills in the 20s, then cloudy for tonight. We'll be dealing with some light snow in the low 20s, new snow of a coating to less than an inch, then mostly cloudy for tomorrow. We'll be in the upper 30s, wind chills in the low 20s early, then snow likely for tomorrow night before 1 a.m. Then freezing rain and sleet becoming all freezing rain with an inch or two of new snow. Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and UK Gourmet has British love hearts, the little candy treats that have sweet sayings like love you, hugs, and more. You can even create your own custom gift basket. Go online to ukg.life. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
It's time for the Debbie Nigro Show with Debbie Nigro, who says she's still a babe, or at least she thinks she still is. That's right, attitude is everything, and Debbie's delusionally young. No one sees the glass of Cabernet half full like Debbie. She's fresh air with a magnetic flair. Someday has arrived, and as far as she's concerned, it's time to roll.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the happiness idea, even though, you know, it doesn't come naturally to some people. Sometimes you need somebody else to help bring it. There you go. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. I do my best every day. I really do when I turn on the microphone to bring you some hope. All right? I like to say I'm a dealer in hope. Hope that you're going to make another day, have a great day, you know, have good things happen to you. If you think you can, right? Isn't that an old philosopher? If you think you can. Well, anyway, it's Trending Tuesday, and, you know, I scoop around, see what's going on with everybody, and I got to tell you, I'm not sure how I feel about these sheer skirts that are trending. Have you seen any of this, Bob? There's sheer skirts.
I don't know if it was inspired. Yes. I didn't realize like it was a trend.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, nobody wants to wear clothes. Like, they're like, oh, I'm wearing clothes, but not really. And fashion girlies, I was reading about today because I like to see what's going on. You know, I have no idea what's going on with fashion unless I see somebody wearing something, and then I see another person, I go, oh, I think that's trending. So I follow this site called Pure Wow. They're fun. And they talked about fashion girlies are styling their barn jackets with this unexpected item. I'm like, barn jacket? So I go read the story. And, of course, I love looking at the pictures because it lets you know kind of what's in so that you kind of know if you go shopping, like, what's out. Maybe buy more that's in. I mean, I don't care because I am absolutely my own, you know, kind of style girl. My style always has been corporate boho. That was my style. I named that back in the day when I would go to work and they'd be like, what is this? She has a suit on, but she's got bling. Like, what? Anyway, boho chic has reappeared, lucky me, on the fashion radar. There's a combination of colors that's trending, the burgundy and navy. Yeah, boho chic is going to be everywhere. Okay, it's everywhere. I saw it already. But now I'm like, what's with these sheer skirts? So it seems to be a thing. Some are more racy than others. Some are just like sheer something over your underwear. I don't get it. Some are cute little skirts and things with a little sheer on the bottom. But apparently it's this combination of a barn jacket and a sheer skirt that's trending. I didn't say I had to get it. I'm just reporting the information. Okay?
Okay.
Moving on. Moving on. Moving on. I once bought a dress. It's funny. This all reminded me of that dress. I'm sorry. I'm going to continue for a second. You know when you buy a dress or buy something to wear, guys, and you love it, but you have nowhere to wear it. You just love it. And it was this brown dress that was like a tank top dress. But, it's, you know, where it ends as a tank top dress, not too long, not too short. It was kind of like, all right, it was a little short. It had this sheer skirt that went all the way to the ground, and I always loved this dress. And I used to lend it to people because I was, you know, that was what I always do, lend my clothes to people. Here, you want to wear this dress? Wear this dress. Lend it to my daughter. I have no idea where the dress is. I think my daughter has it. I may have to grab it back, but I think maybe she should keep it.
I would need a little education here. This sounds, when you call it a tank top dress, that sounds like what I've heard other people call a jumper. Is that?
Well, jumper's got, you know, a jump. That's funny, Bob, because guys and girls, different perspectives. Jumper is kind of like a jumper, but a jumper is, think more like corduroy, thicker, shoulder things, like right. more of a covering your body.
I got it.
Tank top is very spaghetti straps, very tight to the body. Uh-huh. It goes down right above, you know,
right.
or above, below. Whatever.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So what else is trending today I want to tell you about? All right, Debbie Nigro. I was reading today a bunch of different things that I thought I would bring up today, all of which I have completely forgotten by the time this microphone opened. But I think I was reading about the industry we're in and some new technology, okay? I was reading about the Super Bowl ads and the viewership. I like to see the industry recaps. You know, the Super Bowl averaged 137.7 million people watching that. Peak viewership hit 152.4 million viewers at like 8:16 p.m. on Sunday night, just before the halftime show. And they were talking about some other things that are happening in the industry as I'm reading through Synopsis Media's first morning read. And I guess I got into the story about Red Seat Ventures. It's a business that Fox Corporation has seemingly acquired. And it's a business in the creator economy. So the creator economy is what's trending right now. I'll explain what that means, okay? This Red Seat Ventures, just to be specific, is a business in the creator economy that powers talent, like Fox News alums Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly, as they build their direct-to-consumer media businesses. Now, this is a very big trend that is actually an interesting opportunity for people who know how to create whatever, movies, books, blogs, you know, they're creators, all right? And we're in the creator economy where if you are aware of all the other tools you can utilize to get your message out there, you can create your own brand, you can make your own money, you can sell your own stuff directly to people without having to go through another channel, right? So this Red Seat Ventures is going to operate as a standalone entity within Fox's what they call Tubi Media Group, T-U-B-I. And they were very clear. The creator economy is one of the fastest growing media categories worldwide by measure of reach and influence, and consumers are increasingly looking to get their information, their insights, and entertainment directly from the voices and brands they trust across all these platforms. So tremendous opportunities ahead in sports and news and entertainment, and we'll have to watch that. Okay, that's the end of that story, Bob.
Well, not completely, because okay. I'm just going to tag on to it that somebody I've been watching on YouTube is part of that
yes.
creator economy. She's a musician, but she creates videos weekly at least showing how she's going through the process of becoming a musician or becoming a successful musician,
exactly.
I should say. And it's
exactly.
It's fascinating, and I mean, I got to give her cred because she's out there leading the way, and it's not always easy.
Well, I think you're right on the money, and there are many people who do things you wouldn't, you know, throw out as a mention, unless you did just now, who are in the food and, you know, they're home cooks. They've got ideas for how to, you know, do something better. So yes, all kinds of things are possible if you have a talent or a skill and know at least how to promote it. And
yes.
there's plenty of ways you can do it. So yeah. thank you for pointing that out.
Okay,
cool. Cool. Okay. I was reading about the literacy problem. This is trending. It's not a good trend right now. And I wanted to talk about it because I'm spending some time behind the scenes sharing information about a product that I had come across that I thought was brilliant. And the CEO of the company and I work together now, and I'm sort of opening some doors for what's called a book vending machine. Okay? Now, I saw the book vending machine for the very first time. That is, in fact, increasing literacy rates across the country in thousands of schools and thousands of school districts. And I was like, you know, this is something. So, sure enough, it is something. And I do think it's something that would be helpful to some of these communities that are really struggling ever since COVID, with kids just not being up to speed with their reading level. And it's a big story and it's a problem. But, you know, how do you get kids to pay attention? How do you get them to read, to want to attend school? Attendance is a problem, delinquency. So I just want to share that in the schools that I know about that have added these book vending machines where kids get to earn tokens to then, you know, through behavior, attendance, you know, good things they do in school, grades, to get a book and take home to create their home library. It's making a difference, and teachers are choosing to teach at schools that have book vending machines given the option. So just throwing that out, and I'll be back with more on Trending Tuesday on the Debbie Nigro Show.
Happy birthday to us. Two surprises for you. Two surprises from NordVPN. Two surprises for you.
Celebrate twice as much with NordVPN. We have a special birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. NordVPN is rated as excellent on PC Mag. Visit NordVPN.com and discover one of the most advanced VPNs in the world. What are the benefits? Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Receive alerts if your email address leaks to the dark web. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro tool. Encrypt your online traffic and browse with more peace of mind. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
This is Travis Milliman of Greenwich Library. Do you have questions about how AI might impact the job market? Join us at the Byram Schubert Branch on Wednesday, February 19th from either 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a special career coach session entitled AI in Action, Job Seeking Strategies for the Digital Age. This workshop will introduce you to the basics of AI and demonstrate how it can empower your job search efforts. Once again, this iteration of the Career Coach will be at the Byram Schubert branch of the library, and registration is required. Please visit www.greenwichlibrary.org for more information or call 203-622-7900 to talk to one of our librarians. We hope to see you soon at the library. This is Travis Milliman from Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Hey, this is WGCH's Gideon Fountain. I have a real estate show every Wednesday at 10 a.m. It's called Your Greenwich House. I will tell you what is selling and why. I will tell you what isn't selling and why. And I'll identify the players, the fellow agents or competitors, and tell you how they're doing. Along with all that, I'll also bring up other topics and items that happen to be bugging me that day. So the end result is it's a good show. You should listen Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. See you then.
On 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
It's the same old story, coming round again. What is done now. You know you can't hold back the rain. There's no...
Okay, it's Trending Tuesday, and it looks like we might be talking about getting rid of the penny. That conversation is trending. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. I don't think I'd have a real problem getting rid of the penny. I think we're done with the penny. What do you think, Bob? We're done with the penny? Like, yeah. What do we use a penny
for? The only problem I'm going to have getting rid of the penny is getting rid of my pennies.
Well, you better hurry up.
You know, I've got I have containers full of coins. I don't know what the heck I'm hanging them onto them for.
Ugh. Everybody has containers full of coins. What you
do
should
they,
do
everybody
is,
does? Wow.
Yeah, of course everybody has containers. Let me just ask. Does anybody not have a container full of coins somewhere?
No, that's true.
Anybody? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Or a dish with change in it, or a pocketbook with change in it. Everybody's got change somewhere. Now, change comes in handy, especially when you go parking somewhere and they only take quarters. I always keep quarters in the car.
It's hard to come
right?
to places like that now, interestingly.
Yeah, well, there are, believe it or not, places you just only can put quarters in. They have, you know, the app you can always pay too. But, you know, if you can, you got a couple quarters, throw it in there by the time you find the app and see if you
can. Yeah.
But the whole story is out and loud. The penny was invented in 1792. And funny little story visual right now. There's like a gravestone. It says RIP penny 1792 to 2025. So, yep, Lincoln's on the penny. You mostly look at his ripe cheekbone. And on Sunday, President Trump issued an executive order directing the Treasury to stop minting 1 cent coins because he pointed out, and I can't disagree, every penny costs 2 cents to make. What's the point of that? Apparently, we've lost, according to the U.S. Mint, they've lost $85.3 million, making billions of pennies at 3.7 cents a pop during the last year. What? And they're mostly on the floor behind the cabinet on the bottom of a closet. They're in the street. You're stepping on pennies. I guess this is not the worst idea I ever heard. A lot of people want to get rid of the penny, but there are some people who'd be like losing it if we got rid of the penny. There's a company there's a company in Tennessee that's owned by a private equity group. They're a metal manufacturer, and they make $1 billion in revenue to printing out these zinc blanks that the U.S. Mint stamps into pennies. That could hurt them, because they'd be like, what do we do now? They're saying that getting rid of the penny could hurt the coin cashing machine operators like Coinstar, which they'll just have to reconfigure. How bad could it hurt, right? Hmm. Everybody runs things off to the nearest penny and nickel. The whole psychology of pricing things, $9.99, $2.99, $39.99. Like, you always know that if you had one more penny, it could be just nice and even, right? But no, that's psychologically. They want you to think it's less. But I don't care. You take my pennies. And, Bob, about your change, what a lot of people do is they used to go to the banks, and the banks used to have nice coin counting machines, and they're like, let's get rid of these. People are coming, wasting our time. The machines would always break. Coins would always get stuck. Some people still roll their change into those, you know, coin rollers that keeps you busy for like a night.
Yeah.
And some people just take it all and go to Coinstar, which takes, I believe, it used to take 10, maybe now 12% of your cash just to save the aggravation,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And it's kind of fun. You ever use a Coinstar machine?
Yeah.
You go into a supermarket,
yeah,
there it is.
Yeah.
I love it. And you get there like really excited, like it keeps going. And then you print out the thing, and you can either spend it on groceries or go cash it in. So, you know, what some people have done is save money in big jars like that to put in a bank account specifically that's just that, you know, fun money, if you will, or money for a rainy day. And when I was a single mom, it's clear as day. Many, 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 many times I was grateful for the coffee can of change that I would throw money into an empty coffee can because I knew when it topped off, it would be somewhere near $100.
Wow.
Always. Yeah. So you don't realize how change adds up, right? So, yeah. So save it. Put it somewhere.
Well,
okay.
Just one more point I'd like to make on the pennies.
Sure.
Why can't we make them cheaper? For instance, back during, I guess it was World War II, we were making them out of steel because we needed the copper for other reasons. And I think steel was cheaper. Why can't we just make a penny out of steel?
I don't know, Bob.
Okay.
I'm not in the penny business.
That was my thought.
I don't know why. the negative to getting rid of the penny could, you know, they said could push businesses to round out prices to the nearest nickel. And then maybe accelerate the shift to digital payments, which would benefit nobody except the credit card companies, right, when you think about it. All right, so we'll wait and see. Meanwhile, I would just get rid of your pennies now. Do something with them before they have no place to go. Okay?
That's a point. Yeah.
That's a point. Okay. Ah, pennies from heaven, pennies from heaven. All right, I have another story. It's trending. You ready?
Ready.
So, trending Tuesday. A lot of love in the air this week. A lot of people leading up to Valentine's Day. Those in love are planning big, fun, romantic things. Those in, you know, family love want to make it good for the kids and the family and appreciate their spouses. Those in friendship, women in particular will honor their girlfriends on Galentine's Day a day earlier, you know, just to honor the gift of having a friend, a good woman friend. But there's something negative going on trending this week about this moment. People who are pissed off at their exes have a chance now to get back at them. I don't know if you know about these things that are going on, but there are zoos across the country that have rolled out fundraisers that allow you to get back at your ex in the pettiest way possible. I'll give you an example. The San Antonio Zoo invites you to name a cockroach, a rodent, or a vegetable after your ex that'll then be fed to its animals in exchange for a donation. Over at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium for $15, they'll let you name a super worm after an ex that'll end up as lunch for the zoo's sloth bears. Okay. Oh, my goodness. It's like paybacks. People want attention. They're just trying to be creative. Yeah. You can get back at your ex by naming something gross after them and then having it fed to something even grosser. Okay. Or something nicer. I don't know. It's just a thought. Sounds like a way to get it out of your system and maybe get over it, right?
Yeah, really.
The ex thing that hangs on, that drags in your heart and in your stomach, that's just such a long tail. It's terrible until it passes. And it only really passes when you have had enough time to heal and potentially have somebody else or something else replace the thinking, obsessive thinking about this love gone wrong. Oh, what is... I always thought if they could package whatever goes on when you have a breakup, I mean, having had years of experience over my lifetime, as many of us have, whatever that feeling where you're not hungry, couldn't eat a thing, can't do, it's like, ugh, please, I couldn't eat a thing. What is that they could put into a diet pill? Right? Just, you got to mimic whatever makes you sick to your stomach from a breakup, and that's the next diet drug. Forget all this other stuff. Just go in the brain and see what's going on up there and figure out how to poke that. Because you can't eat a thing.
It's very right. It's got to be one of those hormones, leptin or ghrelin or whatever the heck those hormones.
Oh, God. I don't know. What kills your hunger?
Yeah.
When you break up. I don't know. I'm going to look it up. Well, I'm talking. What kills your hunger? I can't type bunger. Yeah. By the way, what happened to my autocorrect on my email? I now have the word. I type quick and then I go back and I'm like, these words are ridiculous.
It's the auto mess up is what it is. Boy, it's just...
Did that change? Did somebody shut it off? Did I shut it off accidentally? Because that's making me very upset.
Oh, I suppose you could.
Maybe I have to reboot my computer or something. All right. There's a lot of ways you can reduce your hunger and your appetite. And these are things that go on every single day. Let's move, Bob. So let me just do the trending thing here and I'll get another topic for you. People are hungry. It's not good to feel hungry. My heart breaks for people who go hungry and don't have ample food. Children, you know, refugees, people all over the world who struggle just to eat, right? It's mind-boggling. And then you have people in this country who have, I mean, many people hungry in this country too, but many also have access to food. But then there are people who just, you know, all day long are trying to deal with this feeling hungry thing. It's very frustrating trying not to think about food. I'm like, have a war with food going on in my head, but I'm trying to win. And I think the key is eating enough protein. Gets rid of your appetite. Gets rid of your hunger, at least. This is science. Science. You know, I'm just sharing a little science. Healthline.com. My friends over there. You got to eat enough protein to, you know, feel fuller. You know, more fiber foods, drink plenty of water, another thing I'm trying to do here. I don't know. I'm just trying. Solids will also, help you out. Eating mindfully, eating slowly. And then your dinnerware. Reducing the size of your dinnerware might help you unconsciously reduce your meal portions, which is a riot because I'm very big on the bowls that Dave and I have for dinner. So exciting. We like to watch the Knick game, sometimes, you know, eat in front of the TV with our bowls. But in our bowls, we try and make them really healthy. But I just noticed I used to have kind of little bowls. Now he bought these giant bowls, and we're always filling them up.
Yeah.
Maybe this is I got to work in. Yeah, yeah, the larger plate holds more food. Eat more without realizing it. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, having a pretty plate or something smaller, something makes you more aware. Okay, and could influence your hunger levels. You're supposed to exercise regularly, get enough sleep, manage your stress, eat a bit of ginger. Okay, I don't know if you know about this one. When it comes to appetite, ginger actually has a reputation for increasing appetite in cancer patients by helping them to ease the stomach and reduce nausea. But there's a lot of recent research that says it actually may reduce hunger. So I don't know. It's a Benedict Arnold School of Medicine. Here we go again. They had an animal study because they always practice on animals, you know, rats, et cetera. And they fed them an herbal mix that contained ginger and peppermint, horse gram, and whey protein. And apparently this mixture, which I wouldn't recommend for a human quite yet, is to help regulate the appetite, induce satiety. And they're not saying it can't be the ginger alone, but they're thinking we better do some more studies. Anyway, there you go. Just wanted to talk about how you reduce your hunger and appetite. All right, Trending Tuesday with Debbie Nigro. How are you doing? You care what's trending? I just I watch and read so much. I kind of take it for granted, right? And I assume everybody else is reading or knowing everything I know. But I have to remember that I do it at an excessive rate that most people probably do not. I also consume an excessive number of news sources and information that most people probably do not. And I have a wide range of interests and things I'm curious about, which may be more than the average person's curiosity. So what I try and do with this show is, having been there, done that, you know, read everything there is to read in my lifetime about many things, I know when something stands out, right? So that's what I thought maybe would be interesting to you guys, the things that maybe you missed. All right. I subscribe to a thing called Exploding Topics. So I know it's exploding before most people. And there are trends that they talk about that I like to know about. One was called Wonder Skin. I don't know if you know about this. Wonder Skin is a beauty startup. It's specializing in long wear makeup. How long do you think makeup should last? Like, how long do you really want to wear it? Like, you want it to make the day, right? Because what good is having makeup that lasts longer than a whole day? Okay. This is a stain, I think. Well, the company's best known for their Peel and Reveal lip stain mask that goes on with a three-step process and results in lip color that stays put for 10 hours. Now, that's big. Ask any woman who's carried a lipstick, that's 10 hours. Woo. Anyway, you put this stain on that starts at a very deep blue, like an indigo blue, in two or three coats, and then you pray, I guess, that it turns another color. You spray an activator on the lips to set the final color, and after 45 seconds, you peel or wipe away the blue tint to reveal the final lip color. They sell one of these every 15 seconds. It's trending. Wonder Skin. They even partnered with Chipotle to debut the Lipotle lip stain that goes on green and then reveals a nude pink color afterwards on the lips. And it's supposed to stay there even while you're eating a burrito. My goodness, the things you learn here. I'll be right back with more.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Good morning. Today will be mostly cloudy in the mid-30s with snow tonight. Wind chills in the low 20s, cloudy overnight. We'll be dealing with some light snow in the low 20s, new snow of a coating to less than an inch, then mostly cloudy for tomorrow. We'll be in the upper 30s, wind chills in the low 20s early, then snow likely for tomorrow night before 1 a.m. Then freezing rain and sleet becoming all freezing rain with an inch or two of new snow. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm going to be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no. The roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Happy birthday to us. Two surprises for you. Two surprises from NordVPN. Two surprises for you.
Celebrate twice as much with NordVPN. We have a special birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. NordVPN is rated as excellent on PC Mag. Visit NordVPN.com and discover one of the most advanced VPNs in the world. What are the benefits? Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Receive alerts if your email address leaks to the dark web. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro Tool. Encrypt your online traffic and browse with more peace of mind. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. And by Finocchio Brothers, we knows our business. From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, Greenwich Matters every Thursday night at 6 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Some people have sparkles in their eyes this week for somebody special, and some people have sparkles and glitter in their eyes for a fake boyfriend. That's right. That's what's trending. AI boyfriends. Yes, they are. Oh, my goodness. On this trending Tuesday. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. Yep. And AI, artificial intelligence boyfriend, is a virtual character that's meant to provide companionship. They have AI boyfriend apps out there that let people create and customize their own AI boyfriend by age, physical appearance, personality.
Didn't somebody make a movie about something like this like a few years ago where the guy, he falls in love with this AI character. And
oh, poor kid.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
Young. He wasn't a kid, but at any rate.
Yeah. Well, the world has a problem with loneliness.
Yeah.
Okay. And most of these AI boyfriends work a lot like ChatGPT, but with romantic intentions. And some also engage in voice chat and exchange pictures and appear as video avatars. I think it's psycho, but, you know, look, if it's comforting people and they put it in perspective, fine, but I don't see how this could stay in perspective very long if you're engaging with somebody who's not real all the time, who gets you real feelings. I mean, that's where they could go really wrong here. The majority of users engage with AI boyfriends to cope with loneliness and gain a 24/7 source of emotional support. Okay. Well, when you're talking to nobody. And there was one survey they took, and this is again from Exploding Topics, that found that 40% of adults are open to dating an AI partner.
40%.
There have been more than 10 million downloads from AI boyfriend apps. It's ridiculous, but it's, you know, it's a trend. It's trend. AI companion. I get the companion thing. Like, when instead of talking to yourself, you're like, what do you think? And you got something on the other side that actually has information, right, based on a collaboration of the world's knowledge. Crazy. Yeah, AI boyfriends and AI girlfriends, which is not limited. But they also have AI platonic friends and AI mentors. See, I like the mentor idea. That's fine.
Yeah.
AI health coach. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Yeah. Most people use these AI companion apps like 10 times more often than any other kind of app in the AI industry. Just want to let you know that. And this is going on. And, well, there you go. Just don't tell me. Don't say I didn't tell you nothing new. Because I did. All right. We can move on. I'm still not over that one. Are you?
Not really.
Well,
no.
In the vacation industry, things are happening. There's always a trend. And there is one I've been seeing, you know, emerge in bigger ways. You know, big brands acquire other brands to get bigger. Okay, that's a trend that's not going away anytime soon. It happens in all sectors. But this morning's story I want to share with you is actually from yesterday. Hyatt is going to acquire Playa Hotels because they're trying to expand their presence in the Caribbean and Mexico. And I am a huge fan of the Hyatt brand. They're going to buy Playa Hotels and Resorts for about $2.6 billion. And the reason is there's a trending interest in upscale and luxury offerings outside of the U.S. And more Americans are spending money because of a stronger dollar outside of the United States. So that's what this is all sparked by. So that's happening. And I think, as I understand, having read the story, Hyatt owns, you know, almost 10% in this company called Playa. So they're going to get other people to come, you know, in there. And, yeah, they don't want to own these. This is interesting. They want to get third-party people to buy the properties so that they can manage them or franchise them. They don't want to own them, the physical properties. I found that kind of interesting. But, you know what you're good at, right? Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. All right, fine. Okay, moving on. We can move on.
You know, one thing that struck me about that last story was that the dollar was getting stronger. How come the penny is not? What's going on here?
Well, Bobby, maybe there's a resort where you can pay for your whole resort in pennies.
Thanks a lot.
I think
that
would be a really interesting idea.
Oh,
no, just you could call it, no, we're not going to call it Penny Lane. You call it Penny Island, okay? And you take all your pennies and you go to Penny Island, and that's where they will live. So we don't feel bad that we destroyed them. We'll just put them on the island, and you know, we'll just build a higher little penny mountains on the island.
Very
and
nice.
Penny pools. I use a lot of change when I take my grandkids to the malls that have you know, fountains that you can throw money into.
Oh,
how much money do you think they make?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I have to ask. The kids love it, right? You see, not like a wishing well, but it's kind of like a wishing fountain. And I know they have one in the Westchester Mall in Westchester, New York, the Westchester, where I have often taken my grandkids on days when I didn't know what to do with them if it was cold out, because it's gigantic inside and it's beautiful and you can get steps and run and they can walk and run and they have a kids thing on top that's fantastic. But we always stop at the fountains and throw money. So I'm always dumping my change and finding as much as I can of pennies. And things that, you know, I try and hang on to the quarters myself. But the pennies and nickels and whatever. And they just love it. And I can't imagine where all that money goes and how much it is. I got to find out. Remind me to find out.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know why I'm still talking about this, but it's time to move on. Okay, Debbie Nigro. Wow, there's so much going on in the world every day that is negative. Trying to get past this is very important. I don't know what you guys do in your bathroom in terms of decorating, but apparently stone bath mats are trending. And people are trying to decorate their bathroom so they feel happy in there. That's like a luxury thing. Like, I love really good hand soap in my bathroom. It has to be a pretty bottle because it makes me happy. I need comfortable rugs in my bathroom because that makes me happy. Little things, right? I don't have a stone bath mat. I'm not probably going to buy one anytime soon, but I'm letting you know they're happening, all right? And people are spending money on shower heads. The filtered shower heads that remove chlorine and heavy metals and contaminants. They're big, trending. Luxury shower accessories. They even have shower lamps that are waterproof. So you can have a nicer light in a calmer shower experience. Okay. And, my friends, for those of you who just can't give it up, they have shower phone holders. They do. That have a waterproof protective case so you can stream videos or listen to music in the shower, which I guess would be great if you're a singer and that's where you want to do your singing or whatever. Hopefully, I'm sure there's people who are, you know, making calls and still talking in the shower. Ridiculous. I would love to know how many people take calls when they're in the bathroom that they think the other person doesn't know. They figure, what the heck? What the heck? What the heck? Okay, so, yeah.
So just if it's waterproof in the shower, it sounds like it's something you could take with you on a vacation where you're going to go in the water and take photos underwater.
Yeah, they're shower phone holders. I think I have a couple of
brand names
for you.
I bet you it might work like that, too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The shower, I don't know what the with shower, I don't have any brands at hand right now, although I could get your hands on some of them, but I don't want to do that right now.
Okay.
But I just wanted to point it out. There's this whole luxury shower trend that's going on that people are just embracing because, hey, they want to feel happy in there. The last thing I want to say about these stone bath mats, which are trending, is what they're made of. They're made of quick drying. And I can't help it's a bathroom rug alternative made from quick drying diatomaceous earth.
Oh.
I couldn't identify a diatomaceous piece of earth in a game show if my last breath depended on it. What does diatomaceous stand for, Bob?
A lot of air in it. I don't know. but I'm not exactly
all right,
sure.
All right, I got it. Diatomaceous earth is a naturally occurring rock made from fossilized aquatic organisms. And it's very porous, so you're on the right track there. And because of that, the water evaporates almost immediately from stone bath mats.
Very interesting.
Because that's good. I don't like stepping on a wet bath mat. That's like, no good. And if you have fabric bath mats, they can have mold, which is always nice to add to your life.
Yeah.
So these are antimicrobial and low maintenance.
But they must be also kind of rough so that you don't slip on them when they're wet.
They must be rough, and they're most often gray. So if you're looking for a pop of color, this ain't it. Okay?
Jeez, minimalist. I should think you could easily make it a different color. Why don't they do that?
No, because then it wouldn't be natural. Aren't we trying for the natural?
That's a good point. Yep.
Yeah, yep. Natural, Bob. We're trying to natural. All right. That's the only thing I have to say about that story, about trends there. I'll tell you. All right. Okay, well... I guess there's trends we should be watching when it comes to healthcare, so you can stay a step ahead. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of what's going on is out of our sphere of knowledge right now. But I do know that the wellness trends where they're trying to really get a handle on it and do better are healthy aging, prioritizing mental health, the personalization of healthcare for just your body, just you and nobody else. The expansion of health wearables, things that track you. A lot of corporate wellness. There's an evolution in that area there going on. People are talking about gut health, which they never did years ago, but they did. In-person fitness and sexual health. In addition to weight management. And then also women's bodies. People finally said, oh, wow, you're right, they're different. So let's just look at those in the in the research department. Oh, wow, thank you so much. By the way, do you know what the 10 most common health issues are? I'll tell you what they are. Physical activity and nutrition. The more I talk about it, the more I realize the more you need to keep talking about it, because it doesn't matter how many years, how much knowledge, how many times you've heard it before, how many diets you've been on, how many people have talked to you about this, how many things you've read, it's still always a challenge at every stage of your life to do better. And humans are flawed, right? So we don't do 100%. we do the best we can. So that's the number one concern, health issue-wise, physical activity and nutrition. Then you have overweight and obesity, tobacco, substance abuse, HIV and AIDS, mental health, injury and violence, and environmental quality. And then I don't know if those are 10. Immunization, these are health issues, and access to health care. So just pointing out, you know, where you're going to see more activity of people trying to do better and do better for the category by innovations that support us all. Okay? That's it. That's all my topic is on that. I have to move on from that. Oh, my gosh. Is that the end of this segment?
Because yes,
that's
it
how
is.
My little notification goes, because I'm apparently not able to read time and talk at the same time. Oh, there's my secret. Yeah, we put that little music on. Stops me, says, regroup, Debbie. Come into a little business here, which I love because there's so many great sponsors of this show and of this radio station, WGCH. I'll be back with one more trending story of the day, and then I send you off with my inspirational send-off thought of the day called The Daily Toast. Coming up next. Don't go away. I love being with you guys. Thanks for your time today.
You know, you're really not stuck, really. People think when it comes to paying for health care, they just have to kind of go along with the way it is, no matter how frustrated they are with it. But it's not true. MediShare has been a huge help to people for 30 years now. And more these days, especially, people are realizing what a great alternative it is. And the difference isn't just the savings, which are huge. It's the whole thing. You're a part of something good. It's a community of people who care for and pray for and encourage each other. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. You're actually sharing. And yeah, back to the savings, often up to $500 a month with MediShare. The customer service is refreshing too, because they're for you. It's just a different way. And even though you might feel stuck with the frustrating status quo, it's not so. You can call them now and start saving and feeling better about how you're doing it, too. Here's the number. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do.
Never give up.
No Address. Starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington. In theaters February 28th. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We're a month into the new year. How is everyone doing with your health goals? I've spent more time on the road than at home this last year. 2 years ago, I decided to take control of my health and choose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. I needed a simple plan that fit my hectic lifestyle, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. I learned how to nourish my body while still enjoying food that supports my health. Now I have the energy and mental focus to get through my busy day. PhD can help you too, and they won't let you fail. Give them a call and schedule your weight loss consultation and see if the program is right for you. Call 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. The first 11 callers mentioning healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their package. Don't wait to hit your 2025 weight loss goals. Call now or visit myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. So check it out right now to lose weight. MyPhDweightloss.com.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Legend of the Phoenix,
Okay, guys, you know, I'm here to tell you stuff I thought you might want to know about. That's news that's trending. I'm personally in awe of all the recalls of food lately. And I spoke about it last night to Dave on the couch. I go, what are we doing here? Why all of a sudden so many recalls? Canned tuna now sold at Costco, Walmart, Publix, and more, recalled in 27 states. And the reason is, Trader Joe's, Kroger, other national grocery chains, being recalled due to possible food poisoning and other dangers. There's a company that makes tuna products sold under the brand name Genova, Van Camp's, H-E-B, and Trader Joe's brand name, Tri-Union Seafoods, that are out in California. They issued a voluntary recall. They shipped this tuna. They said it was notified that the easy open pull tab can lid on some of the products had a manufacturing defect, causing it to leak or be contaminated with Clostridium botulinum, which causes food poisoning and can lead to death. You never see a can of tuna leading to death. Okay? So I just want to point it out. I'll put this story up. We just Google it if you want to. USA Today did the story. Canned tuna is now recalled in 27 states. And then there was another recall this morning of a baby chewy thing that I used to buy. I always would buy my grandkids. What was that? Oh, the Gerber Soothe and Chew snacks for baby recalled. Why? Due to a potential choking hazard. Nestle USA, a CVS supplier, notified CVS Pharmacy of a voluntary recall of all lots of Gerber Soothe and Chew teething sticks due to a potential choking hazard. And you can recall them. You can see the product description and the combinations. And I mean, really? You give it to a baby to chew on because they have no teeth? They're teething sticks? And you're like, oh, sorry. It's not good, sorry. Okay. So, is it just me, or is there an extreme number of recalls lately, Bob? You feel the same thing,
yeah,
or no?
Yeah, it definitely seems to have jumped recently.
It's jumped. Like, yeah. Is nobody paying attention? What's going on?
I don't know. All of a sudden somebody paying attention that wasn't?
Good point.
I don't know.
Ew, good point. Okay. You know what, Bobby? I'm going to do a send-off about paying attention, okay?
Oh, all right. Here we go.
All right. Okay.
Attention, everyone. It's the Daily Toast on the Debbie Nigro Show.
Well, maybe I'll just quote Quavo. I don't know who Quavo is, but said, history repeats itself, so you might want to pay attention. Okay. There you go. Pay attention.
Say what?
Say what? All right. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Debbie Nigro Show here on WGCH. It's 1490 on the dial if you happen to be local in the Greenwich, Connecticut, New York area, Westchester County and beyond, Long Island. If you want to listen in, and many people do from the digital live stream, it doesn't matter where you are. You just go to WGCH.com. You hit that listen live button and you can hear me anywhere. I have a website, debbienigro.com. You want to check in over there and sign up for my free newsletter. That's cool. Right? I'd love you to do that. I work hard on that. And then on Instagram, at The Real Debbie Nigro. The Facebook page is The Debbie Nigro Show. I'm on LinkedIn. That's all I got today. Have a great one. See you next time. Thanks, Bob.
Slow breathing. You love my pulse. I need you close. You give it all meaning. You do. Those cold seasons finally gone. I see the sun. You are the soul reason. It's all you.
The preceding show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
A wintry mess is heading to the Mid-Atlantic region with forecast of heavy snow and ice accumulations, prompting warnings of potential power outages. The National Weather Service says travel will become treacherous through Wednesday in much of Virginia and West Virginia. A separate storm system is set to drop heavy snow Wednesday from Kansas and Missouri to the Great Lakes. Some of President Trump's early policies and actions are facing resistance in federal court. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the report.
As the president and his administration push legal boundaries, the judicial branch is in the spotlight. So far this week, several federal judges have temporarily blocked executive actions. They've issued court orders on policies ranging from birthright citizenship to the federal funding freeze to the resignation offer for federal employees. The president complained on social media, claiming highly political judges want us to slow down or stop. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the Department of Homeland Security will fire staffers at the Federal Emergency Management Administration accused of spending $59 million last week to house illegal immigrants in violation of the law. Bernie Bennett has the story.
Billionaire Elon Musk, head of President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, said on X that his team discovered FEMA spending and will demand that the agency claw back the funds. Musk wrote in a post on X, quote, sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. A DHS official wrote on Monday, quote, as Secretary Noem said yesterday, we must get rid of FEMA the way it exists today. This is yet another egregious example. Individuals who circumvented leadership and unilaterally made this payment will be fired and held accountable. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Dow was up 31 points, the Nasdaq composite losing 63 points. More at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy.
I'm Tony Savino in the News Center. Here's what's trending on WGCH News. The Greenwich Fire Department continues to work through engine shortages, perhaps a tweak to the cell phone policy at Greenwich schools, and a special election in Westchester County today. Greenwich Fire Chief Joseph McHugh has an update on the fire engine.